The Paul Manafort trial.
The special counsel's first case before a jury.
Wildfire toll in Northern California.
As far as you could see, there was nothing but foundations.
Blueprint for a gun.
Americans have the right to access this data, unquestionably.
On a 3D printer.
If there were a terrorist and criminal rights organization, they'd be cheering today.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The first trial from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation gets underway in just a couple of hours. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort faces charges of tax evasion and bank fraud. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The trial in Alexandria, Virginia, just outside D.C., involves the work Paul Manafort did in the years before he joined the Trump campaign. The special counsel's office alleges as a lobbyist for pro-Russian forces in Ukraine, Manafort hid millions of dollars from the IRS and that he defrauded banks to obtain millions more. His former deputy, Rick Cates, will be the prosecution's key witness against him. A separate case here in Washington is due to begin in September. Prosecutors will allege Manafort illegally acted as a foreign agent on behalf of his pro-Russian Ukrainian clients. Since his indictment last year, the White House has tried to distance itself from the president's former campaign chair, describing Paul Manafort as a man who only worked for Mr. Trump for a short period of time. He ran the campaign during several pivotal months and attended the infamous Trump Tower meeting with a Russian lawyer. Steve?
Now to Northern California, CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on devastating wildfires.
The largest and most destructive is here in Redding, California, the Carr Fire.
As far as you could see, there was nothing but foundations. Nothing but foundations.
Pilot Dave Spletoff saw the damage from above. For him, it was also personal. He lost his home. Fire crews are making progress. The Carr Fire is now around 25% contained. But to the west, the Mendocino Complex Fire is now burning. Thousands of residents there have been told to leave their homes. Not everyone is leaving.
As long as I can defend it, I will. This is all I got. This is all I got.
It will be another long day fighting fires. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Redding, California.
Well, the federal agency that helps people affected by fires and floods and other disasters is dealing with a scandal. CBS's Jeff Pagaz says the former head of FEMA's personnel office, Corey Coleman, is accused of creating a toxic work environment.
Investigators say he harassed women and even hired some women as potential sexual partners for male employees. In his capacity as FEMA's chief component human capital officer, he is suspected of transferring some of the women he hired in and out of departments so his friends could try to have sexual relationships with them. Coleman is also accused of having sexual encounters with two subordinates.
Well, the Washington Post says American intelligence has detected North Korea is building new missiles at a factory where the first ones capable of reaching the U.S. were put together. Reporter Don Kirk is in Seoul, South Korea.
The U.S. military doubts very much if he's following through on denuclearization. They think North Korea is still interested in improving its missiles and developing them so that a nuclear warhead can be attached to them and they can go to distant targets.
President Trump has indicated he'd be willing to meet with Iran's president anytime they want to and without preconditions.
So I believe in meeting. I would certainly meet with Iran if they wanted to meet. I don't know that they're ready yet. They're having a hard time right now.
The president mixed it up with Iran recently on Twitter, and the U.S. has moved to exit the Iran nuclear deal. It's not clear whether Hassan Rouhani has any interest in meeting with Mr. Trump. Published reports say the administration is considering a $100 billion capital gains tax cut. Such a move would bypass Congress and help the wealthiest Americans. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The idea of indexing capital gains to inflation would reduce government revenue by about $102 billion, and 86% of the benefits would go to the top 1% of taxpayers.
CEO Leslie Moonves remains in charge at CBS, but the company board's directing an outside counsel to investigate sexual misconduct allegations against him. Stephen Colbert on last night's CBS Late Show.
He has stood by us when people were mad at me, and I like working for him. But accountability is meaningless. Unless it's for everybody.
Moonves's wife, Julie Chen, tweeted that she fully supports him and said only this on the CBS show, The Talk.
I issued the one and only statement I will ever make on this topic on Twitter. And I will stand by that statement today, tomorrow, forever.
Last month, the federal government struck a deal with a private company to allow it to make blueprints for its 3D-printed guns available online. CBS's Tony DeCoppo looks at the weapons and those who say they're a threat to public safety.
Cody Wilson launched what he now calls the era of the downloadable gun, a time when anyone can use a 3D printer to make a working firearm.
Is it the end of gun control? Like, I think it is in an essential sense.
That era is set to begin at midnight when Wilson's company, Defense Distributed, plans to publish digital blueprints for people to make their own firearms, including AR-15-style assault rifles. The 3D plastic weapons would be untraceable and require no background check.
When it comes to something as basic as public safety, our State Department saying, hey, this is a giveaway for terrorists.
Washington State's Bob Ferguson is one of nine state attorneys general planning to sue the Trump administration, but it may be too late. Defense Distributed began publishing its gun files early, and by Sunday, more than 1,000 people had already downloaded blueprints for an AR-15.
In Florida, four paramedics in the Tampa area face a disciplinary hearing today. They're accused of not checking the vitals of a 30-year-old black woman who was unresponsive on the 4th of July, just days after giving birth. Crystal Galloway was not taken to a hospital by ambulance. Later, she went into a coma and died. Galloway's mother alleges racism and recalls it this way.
They were too caught up in convincing us that she couldn't afford it. There was reference to, oh, have you been drinking? Were you guys celebrating 4th of July? Is that why her head hurt?
As of today, in federal public housing, smoking has been snuffed out.
E.J. Fenton lives in Ohio and says,
I'm going to have to go out to my car and smoke.
But he supports the new rules, noting secondhand smoke is not good for the many children living there. Health and safety, as well as cleaning costs, were tops in the talking points distributed to public housing agencies, though some are concerned that violating the policy could lead to people losing their homes. In Twin Falls, Idaho, tenants are warned twice, and after that, they could be evicted. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Well, MoviePass stock fell 60% yesterday as the ticketing service suffered outages in several parts of the country. They first cropped up last week as the company borrowed $5 million to help pay its bills. MoviePass allows subscribers to pay $9.95 a month to see a movie a day if they want to. Things got to a boiling point when the new Mission Impossible movie opened and people struggled to make the MoviePass app work. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.